In Dublin, the fallout continues after the resignation of a Scioto High School teacher facing child pornography charges. Parents filled last night's school board meeting demanding answers to why Gregory Lee was allowed to teach, even after several complaints of inappropriate behavior were raised over the years. Half an hour before the 7 o'clock meeting, seats in the 1919 building auditorium in Dublin were close to full. Parents, teachers, and other community members showed up to get a chance to speak with the administration and board members. Board President Lynn May set the tone.
You know, many of you are here because, like those of us on this side of the table, you're angry about the actions of a former teacher at Scioto High School who's now facing serious criminal charges.
Among those to speak, former Scioto student Molly Hankins.
I wasn't planning on speaking, but I thought it was important to put a face as a victim of Gregory Lee. This is a face of a victim of him, and things need to change.
The investigation began when the mother of a 15-year-old student told Dublin police the student and Lee exchanged hundreds of nude photos and videos and had sex in his classroom multiple times. Lee's personnel file cites several complaints of inappropriate behavior during his 20-year career in Dublin. Hankins arrived at Scioto in 1998. As a freshman, she joined the girls' track team that Lee coached at the time.
I quickly quit the team. He was giving me creepy vibes and wanted me to go in his office and quit, like, instantly.
Hankins says Lee said he wanted to make sure her uniform fit correctly and massage her legs so she would run faster.
I remember coming home telling, you know, my mom and dad that I wanted to quit track, and they were so upset. I didn't get to play any sports the rest of the, you know, 4 years because I quit.
Lee was later forced to resign from coaching in 2003, citing inappropriate physical contact with student athletes. Sarah Gilbert spoke out on behalf of the newly created Facebook group Dublin Residents Against Sexual Harassment in Our Schools. It organized in response to Lee's charges and has more than 200 members.
We respectfully request a full and complete independent investigation to be conducted from an industry leader with no previous ties or relationships with the ODE or with Dublin City Schools.
Dublin City Schools Superintendent Todd Hoadley says there was never an administrative failure and that every individual harassment allegation is individually and thoroughly investigated by the HR department.
In the situations that we're dealing with here tonight, disciplined by Dublin City Schools, disciplined by state agencies, were always congruent. And at the end, we demanded his resignation, even when there were no criminal charges.
Lee resigned May 1st for, quote, personal reasons, end quote. He is being investigated by the Dublin Police and FBI Child Exploitation Task Force. Hankins isn't satisfied with what she heard at the meeting. She wants to hear less about the current safety guidelines in place and more about how teachers and administrators can create an atmosphere where students feel safe to come forward.
That was the part that was missing for me, was that why didn't we feel safe enough to talk? We should have talked. We didn't. None of us did.
Hoadley agrees, saying that's why the district has a 24-hour hotline where students can report incidents like sexual harassment and bullying. Administrators passed out packets detailing the district's safety and administrative guidelines.
That's why we shared the number tonight, because often it's an outside complaint that brings these situations to our attention.
Hoadley says the district is conducting a full review of its policies and procedures so the district can move forward.
I can't give a specific. I'm going to be coming back in the most expeditious manner that I can to look at what can we do in the future.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.